the known world. Hierosolene supremacy lasted for almost 600 years before the empire collapsed at last of its own weight, falling before waves of raiders from the Cretan Peninsula and the southern continent. Younger kingdoms in Ion's heartland rose from Hierosol's imperial ashes. Sion outstripped the others, and in the 9th century seized the Trigonate itself, moving the Trigonarchy and all its great church from Hierosol to Tessis, where they still remain. Sion became the seat of fashion and learning for all Ion, and is still, by most measures, the leading power of our continent today, but its neighbors have long since shrugged off the mantle of the Sionese Empire. Since a time before history, the men of Ion have shared their lands with the strange pagan Kaa, who were known variously as the Twilight People, the Quiet People, or most often the Fairy Folk. Although stories tell of a vast Kaa settlement in the far north of Ion, a dark and ancient city of dire report, the Kaa at first lived in many places throughout the land, although never in such concentrations as men, and mostly in rural, untraveled areas. As men spread across Ion, many of the Kaa retreated to the hills and mountains and deep forests, although in some places they remained, and even lived in peace with men. There was little trust, though, and for most of the first millennium after the Trigon, the unspoken truce between the two peoples was largely due to the small numbers of the Twilight Folk and their isolation from men. As the year 1000 approached, the Great Death came, a terrible plague that appeared first in the southern seaports and spread across the land, causing great woe. It killed in days, and few who were exposed to it survived. Farmers deserted their fields. Parents abandoned their children. Healers would not attend the dying, and even the priests of Kurnios would not help perform ceremonies for the dead. Entire villages were left empty except for corpses. By the end of the first year, it was said that a quarter of the people in the southern cities of Ion had succumbed, and when the plague returned with the warm weather the following spring, and even more died, many folk believed the end of the world had come. The Trigon and its priests declared that the plague was punishment for the irreligiousness of mankind, but most men at first blamed foreigners, and especially southerners, for poisoning the wells. Soon, though, an even more obvious culprit was suggested, the Kaa. In many places, the mysterious Twilight People were already considered to be evil spirits, so the idea that the plague was caused by their malice spread quickly through the frightened populace. The fairy folk were slaughtered wherever they were found, whole tribes captured and destroyed. The fury spread across Ion, spearheaded by makeshift armies of men calling themselves purifiers, dedicated to eradicating the Kaa, although it is doubtful they killed more fairies than they did their own kind, since many villages of men, already devastated by the Great Death, were burned to the ground by purifiers as a lesson to those who might resist what they considered their sacred mission. The remaining Twilight Folk fled north, but turned to make a stand at a Kaa settlement called Coldgrey Moor, less than a day's walk from where I sit writing this in present-day South March. Coldgrey, although an accurate description for the site of the battle, was apparently a misunderstanding of Colgra, which Clemens suggests means place of growing in the fairy tongue, although his sources for this are unknown to me. The battle was terrible, but the Kaa were defeated in large part due to the arrival of an army led by Anglin, lord of the island nation of Connord, who was distantly connected by blood to the Sionese royal family. The Twilight People were driven out of the lands of men completely, back into the desolate, thickly forested lands of the north. Like thousands of other less famous mortals, Carol, the king of Sion, was killed in the battle at Coldgrey Moor, but his son, who would reign as Lander III,